The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, here's a question for you. Could washing your clothes with detergent be a thing of the past? There's a new spray-on chemical coating for clothing. It can apparently form an invisible barrier on your clothes that stops the dirt and the stains from sticking. And that would mean we just need to rinse and spin our clothes. Joining me to tell me more is physicist, engineer and broadcaster Phil Smith. Hello, Phil.
How are we? This Good. Is the dream.
Is it though? Tell me, what is it?
Well, I kind of got excited about this because I was like, you mean I don't have to load that infernal machine and unload it and do all this stuff? I can just spray it.
Yeah.
It's kind of quietly retiring the washing machine. It's not just putting a spray like you would imagine, like a hydrophobic spray, which is one that you kind of repels dirt. This is kind of also something that will break down the dirt itself. So the kind of thing that they've developed, we're not at the never wash again stage, but this is kind of an upgrade and more of a kind of a topical application of it. So the washing machine isn't going anywhere yet, but it'll still be a very core member of the household. But essentially what this is doing is it's going to try and have chemicals on kind of a molecular level that will break down the dirt. Uh-huh. Because what happens in our washing machines is kind of a three-pronged attack with it, like as in loosening the dirt, wetting it, putting in some surfactant that breaks down the oil, and then shaking it off in a spin. It's kind of mechanical, but this is more like I suppose something that will be used topically in different areas as opposed to replacing the whole thing.
Because, you know, anyone who's bought a new sofa recently or in the last few years have probably been offered this protective mm-hmm. spray, which will repel spills and dirt and so on as a little like added extra. Is it comparable to that?
It's a similar kind of idea. Again, my understanding of it is that it's more of a, you have something dirty and you spray it on and break it down, and it will stay on afterwards as a protective layer. Like, I do have the spray on my couch and I have young kids and I was scared of the of the couch being destroyed. So I got it on it, and I have to say it does work. Like, there are different, like, essentially you're putting a barrier when you're getting those protective layers on couches so that the dirt or whatever can't adhere or get into mm-hmm. the fibers.
What about again, smells, like, Phil? Underarms, smell, well, shit,
that's a question I'm asked
pits.
A lot. What about those smells, Phil? I suppose the most common one that you would think about is the Febreze type ones that kind of people imagine or think. They're a little bit different. They're mainly like odor control, not cleaning. So they use molecules to trap and neutralize smell compounds. So instead of removing the source, it locks the smell away from your nose so it can't detect it. So if you spray it on a sofa or clothes, it smells fresh, but you haven't really necessarily removed the bacteria. And mm-hmm. that's where this new spray kind of goes a step further, because it's not just masking or neutralizing odors. It's aiming to lift dirt, break down the stains, and potentially deal with the bacteria that are underlining as well.
Okay.
So it's moving from just a smells better to an actually clean.
So I think I've misunderstood this. I thought that you would buy your item of clothing, spray it before you wear it so it has a protective layer on it. But you're telling me, no, I wear the clothes and then when it's dirty and needs a wash, I then spray it. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, when I read the paper, that's my understanding of the application. Now, it will leave a protective barrier afterwards that uh-huh. will make it less likely. But the kind of thing that's happening at a molecular level here is really the clever chemistry bit. There's surfactants, which are kind of which is soap, which break down proteins and you kind of lift away the oils. They're molecules with two personalities, like myself, I suppose, on radio and in private life. One that loves water and the other that loves oil. So they grab the greasy dirt and kind of pull it away from the fabric. And then you have enzymes that actually break down things like food stains or sweat into smaller pieces. So instead of scrubbing and soaking, which is obviously quite mechanical with and damages the fibers, you're letting the chemistry or the science do and dismantle the mess for you. And this potentially has a really kind of good impact on the world in terms of the amount of water that it would use, because this would really mean lots of saving and actually the amount of water that's used to wash our clothes.
So that's the big change, really, from a macro point of view, isn't it? The amount of water that we'd be saving. But in the house, we're just, we'd be looking at just needing to rinse and spin our clothes as opposed to putting them on for, you know, a half hour, 45 minute, 1 hour cycle, even in the machine.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And like, water is really good at carrying things away. Like, once dirt is lifted from the fabric, it flushes it out and rinses it away completely. And I suppose you hear about things about like dry cleaning or stuff, not using, like, there's this is kind of a halfway between dry cleaning and that spray, the tricky bit. And that's what makes this spray kind of interesting. It's reducing the amount of water, which is like, laundry uses massive amount of water. Like, a lot of our water that we produce goes into doing this. Every single household, all our businesses would need these things. So this is a real difference, that is a targeted cleaning rather than what you would call, I suppose, full immersion cleaning, mm-hmm. before people start getting scared that the immersion is on as part of it. This is more just enveloping everything in water.
And given the news around the research this morning, how close do you think we are to this thing being available for use?
I don't think it's as far as a lot of the times you see this kind of thing, there's this new study and then you're waiting 10, 15 years. I think this is more of a closer to market style thing, because it's also not a genuine massive leap. Like I said, it's kind of taking stuff similar that you would have heard in other products and finding a kind of a middle ground in it. Like I said, it's breaking down dirt, tackling bacteria. So the tackling bacteria thing is great. And when you've got something... suppose if as parents or anything else, you're worried with young kids, I don't want to just mask the smell, I want to get rid of it. There will be a demand for this more so, which will pull it to market quicker. I think we could see this on our shelves in a couple of years, if not sooner.
Yeah, but like pants, you know, undies, sheets.
I thought you were just saying that's utter pants.
No, well, it might be utter pants, but also I am concerned that people might say, I don't need to wash my pants anymore. That won't be a good place for us to be.
This is the biggest barrier to this actually being adopted, is trust. And even if you have kind of like, sometimes people won't use water filters in fridges unless it's the brand item. They won't take the off brand because they want to make sure that what they're drinking is clean. Similar, they want their pants to be clean, or other people are having a worry that, well, how this person that I'm meeting for the first time, they smell lovely. Are they actually clean, or are they just doused in this substance?
Right.
There is that, but this is what actually this product is saying that it does. And what the study really indicates, that it is killing the bacteria as opposed to masking it. So you are cleaning it. It's like, I suppose, a different way of cleaning. So instead of wet cleaning, there's dry cleaning, and then there's this somewhere in the middle. So people will actually be clean, but whether you want to be seeing people spraying on the train or the bus, that's another question.
Phil, thanks so much. Phil Smith there, physicist, engineer and broadcaster. You can find Phil, if you have a look for him on social media, at Phil of Science. You can have a sniff of him as well if you see him around. He's very clean. Phil, very much into being clean.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.